lately, our house has been so messy, some vandals broke in and cleaned it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you ever have strange thoughts that make you laugh? Here are some recent entries in the category of Phil's weird thoughts. If lightning struck a cornfield, how much popcorn would it make? Do regular dogs see a police dog and think, oh no, it's a cop? If your shirt isn't tucked into your pants, are your pants tucked into your shirt? I think so. Lately, I have been wondering if toddlers could use Facebook, what would they post? Here are a few ideas. Why did mommy walk into the bathroom? I don't think she will ever come back. I'm going to be alone in the living room forever. Update, she came back. False alarm. Here's another. Everyone is looking for me. I'm behind the sofa eating stuff from last Christmas that I found under it. Good. My mommy can't make pancakes, but she made this dress. I look terrible. Here's another. My favorite game is Daddy Fetch. That's where I drop my spoon on the floor over and over so Daddy can fetch it. I'm not sure, but I think he likes it. Toddlers on Facebook. Here's another. It's fun to ask for no bubbles when my bubble bath is ready. And my mommy thinks I'm going down for a nap when I get home. She's hilarious. I like to tell my daddy that I'm thirsty right after he tucks me into bed. He keeps bringing me water. Now I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know why. Toddlers on Facebook. Sometimes my brain has thoughts you would not expect from a relatively mature adult. I was eating a piece of cake recently beneath a ceiling fan and wondered, what would happen if I just lobbed this piece of cake upwards into that fan? What would it sound like? What would my wife say? My next thought was, what has come over me? Maybe it's a guy thing, but most of us have a latent toddler locked up somewhere inside. If several men are gathered together without a woman present, we may go into toddler mode for hours. Thankfully, we've become skilled at ignoring the advice that inner toddler is offering. But not always. Lately, I've seen grown-ups throw tantrums worthy of a 2-year-old. Of course, there's a time and place to be more childlike, to reawaken the wonder, to laugh more, to trust our Heavenly Father. But the Bible also has some things to say about growing up. 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." One of the leading characteristics of a child is unabashed selfishness. I, me, mine. A child must learn that the world doesn't revolve around them. Parents who hover in helicopters attending to their every desire don't help this process. We must learn that we are not the center of the universe and learn to share, to think of others first, to serve, to be more like Jesus. Ephesians 4:13 says, "Let's become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." Surely this includes considering our words carefully before talking or texting or taking to social media. Anger is all the rage among adults, it seems, but we have a higher calling. As Proverbs 12 says, "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." A friend told me that she's been struggling with anger, and she had a toddler say to her, "When you're angry, count to 10. A toddler said this. Let's turn our annoyance to gratitude, bring healing, lift others up. And let's give thanks to God our Father for His blessings today. I, for one, am very thankful that I look nothing like the portrait my toddler grandson just drew of me.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.